to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 1041.
1041.
617-931-1234. Call or text that number. We want to know what you're getting into over the weekend. Kennedy, how about you? Are you going to be doing a little training for your wicked long walk?
Yeah, so I got a text from Beep Dennis yesterday saying, you know, we probably should meet up and walk a mile to do some pacing.
That's okay. Not the worst idea.
To see, you know, sort of where we are in terms of the how quickly I walk and then try and figure that part out, do some math. I'm probably going to get up really early on Saturday and go drive it again, though. I just want to...
How many times have you driven the course so far?
Three or four.
Well, that's not walking, though. Maybe
I'm well aware of that, walk. Carson. Thank you for mansplaining that to me. But, no, what I mean to say is I'm driving it just to make sure, like, I'm trying to find places along the way that I know can be stops or whatever.
Sure.
And after all of the texts I've gotten this week, trying to find a place that will be open that I can use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
because apparently everybody is like, have you scheduled places to do that? And I'm like, no.
Yeah. Mm.
So
I got a fun DM yesterday after
give
the show.
It to me.
I might have a surprise for you on the course.
Oh, don't say.
Surprise?
I don't want to say what it is, but I got a fun, it might be a fun little sprinkle on the course for you to keep you going.
Well, I'm here for it. So yeah, I think I'm going to do that. And other than that, I don't know. So
okay, well, if you want to donate to Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk, which is benefiting the Hey Sam program, which is a text line for young people to be able to talk about their mental health, text us here in the studio at 617-931-1234. Our goal is $10,000. We're at a little over $6,000, so we still got some work to do. We hit that $5,000 goal pretty quickly, but it's going a little bit slower right now. So again, text us here in the studio, and we'll send you a link to donate. Let's see, Johnny is from Drake It, and he is doing something that I did one time, and it scared the bejesus out of me. Good morning, Johnny.
What's up, guys?
Hey,
you guys in the morning. Of course, I listen every morning when I'm up.
A man of culture, I like that.
Okay, and what are you doing? Yeah. Is it tonight or tomorrow night?
It's tonight. Tonight it's about 7 o'clock, the back page, 15 Kearney Square, right here in Lowell, of course, across from the... Lowell Auditorium next to Middlesex Community College, right the alley there off the Merrimack River. It's behind the Blue Talia.
Okay.
And it's an iconic venue with music and comedy. I won Boston Herald's Funniest Comedian. I'm a Foxwoods headliner.
Whoa.
I'm also Mohegan Sun, Atlantic City. I've worked all over Boston's bestcomedians.com. And of course,
Johnny, what's
Johnny
your last
Joyce
name?
Comedy. Joyce, Johnny Joyce.
Johnny Joyce, how have we not met each other?
Do you want to do jokes on one of the miles of the Wicked Walk? That'd be hilarious.
I would love to. We got to find a bathroom together so we can do some bathroom jokes.
Let's go!
I thought you were just a dude who was calling in because you're doing like an open mic night, but you do this.
No, I do this for a living, of course.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, I've done a lot of different stuff, too. Of course, one of my biggest fundraisers, talking about fundraisers, and the walk sounds great, I'll have to donate to you, is the Medford Strong Motorcycle Run for the Crystal Campbell Scholarship Fund. I am the director and organizer of that. For 10 years, we ran the Crystal Campbell Scholarship Fund, Medford Strong Motorcycle Run. We raised over $40,000 for the scholarship for Medford alum, and it's been something else, I'll tell you. It ran its course, so to speak.
Wow.
That's funny. I got that joke. I'm just looking him up. JohnnyJoyceComedy.com. Make sure you look him up and go check out Johnny's show. Thanks for listening to the show, Johnny.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, come down and see us. I'd love to see you guys, too, on the road when you're out doing your thing.
All right.
I love that. All right, let's grab Corey, our good friend Corey from Medford, who
course.
Is actually not in Medford this morning. He's in probably the only place that's hotter than it is here right now. Tell everybody where you are and what you're doing, Corey.
Well, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia today, and it's hot.
I don't have a body built for Atlanta in August. I would melt.
You know, what about a nickname for that town? Maybe you could call it Hotlanta. You think that would catch on, Dan?
There's plenty of Hotlanta going on here today.
And tell everybody why you're there, though.
So I'm here for the Starfleet International Conference, which is an annual... It's an annual meeting for the people who run Starfleet, the International Star Trek Fan Association.
That is amazing. That is just
your
the
life.
Best.
Just
that is
brings
the best.
Me such joy because you just do what you want to do. Starship. You do the things that bring you joy. You surround yourself with the other people who. who are brought joy by the same things. Thank you for sharing your life with us, Corey. I love it.
Well, you've got to live happy. And fortunately, I'll be home on Monday and took Tuesday off to see someone go take a long walk.
Oh, a surprise. Look at that. A
celebrity's
going to be
there. You took the day off for Kennedy?
Well, I always take the day off after travel, but it's just super fortunate that Kennedy's got that day to go for a walk, and maybe I'll show up in a Starfleet uniform.
Oh, that is so good.
With coconut right. cake.
Thank you, Corey. We appreciate that. Have a good
I
time.
I would happily
there.
Make you cake. Well.
All right. All bye, right, buddy.
Kevin is from Middleton, and he's going to a feast over the weekend. Where are you going, Kevin?
I am going up to Maine to the Maine Lobster Festival. It is in Rockland, Maine.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my,
is it like all kinds of lobster that one can eat?
Well, so this is our first year going. It's been going on since Wednesday, and it goes through Sunday. They have a food tent. They have a beer tent. They have music. They have things you can, like, tour, USS destroyers. They have a feature where you get to learn everything you ever wanted to know about being a pirate, which I thought was kind of fun.
This is amazing.
I guess there's also another time that you get to see weapons that pirates used. So it should be pretty cool. And I guess a really big parade on Saturday.
All right, we're going to need you to report back on Monday.
Yeah, this sounds amazing. And anything with lobster, I'm in 100%.
You know, I'm a terrible New Englander. I don't like lobster.
Okay. Maybe you just haven't had good lobster. You're un-American. Goodbye.
You didn't have enough butter.
Right?
Dan, anything you can dip in clarified butter
I definitely like butter. It's a body built by butter.
The both of you, Kennedy not eating cheese on cheeseburgers and Dan not eating lobster. What is going on in this world? Where are my people? I thought I knew you
two. They used to serve lobster to prisoners, and suddenly it had a glow up.
Dan, I was talking
bottom
to
bottom feeder.
I was talking to Andrew Delavolpe, the comedian, the other day about lobster mac and cheese, and he's like, "It's so confusing. Am I rich or am I poor?" so good. All right, 617-931-1234. We want to find out what you're getting into over the weekend. You can call or text that number again, 617-931-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.